Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers.
Oh!
Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Welcome back. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in for Mark Cox, along with Dan Buck. And there's been a lot that goes on around the world. Gotta say, we'll probably mention this, that Jimmy Kimmel will be back tonight, but not on all stations. There's still some local ABC affiliates, including the one here in St. Louis, that will preempt their programming because it doesn't look like Jimmy Kimmel has any remorse or would care to even apologize for the insensitive comments. Okay, whatever. But we'll see how that's played off. And I tell you that Sinclair and Nexstar, they're not happy with him still. So I don't know how long those will last, but they could be looking for maybe permanent programming as long as Jimmy Kimmel stays stubborn there. But, you know, there's another story out of Canada. And this is kind of interesting because a couple of years ago, there were two teachers that were punished for not affirming LGBTQ issues. Their case was brought up, and this is in Canada, by the Justice Center for Constitutional Freedoms. Keep in mind, the Constitution of the United States is different than that in Canada, but still, they decided to represent these two teachers. And the Ontario Labor Relations Board ruled that they can move forward with their wrongful termination case. You want to hear kind of a summary of what got them fired? This is kind of interesting. Clip number 13.
Matt's school suspended him from his grade 7 and 8 classes in relation to social media posts that were made about him. He didn't even have any sort of public social media profiles at the time. His wife found a pride poster taped to the front door of her kindergarten classroom without her consent. And before class, she moved the poster to a classroom cabinet. Later that morning, the principal called her in and suspended her, pending an investigation. They dragged that on for 6 months. Finally, on October 26, 2023, the Renfrew County District School Board fired both of them for not celebrating and affirming LGBTQ issues. Matt, rightfully so, said, "We're seeing a culture where if you don't actively affirm certain views, you're at risk."
Unbelievable. That is just absolutely unbelievable. It's not freedom of speech. That's forced speech, right? They're being forced to celebrate the LGBTQ in their classroom. That's amazing. It's in Canada now, grant you,
right.
But what it's coming this way, I'm sure.
He was fired for comments made about him.
Yes.
And she was fired.
He didn't even have a public
pride flag.
Yeah, and he didn't have a public account. He literally got fired for social media about things said about him. How about that?
And luckily, there's someone representing him. It's been a couple of years in the making, but that kind of is where they are in Canada. But when you say it's unbelievable, no, I believe it because that's Canada right now. It's been like that for years.
That's just mind-blowing. They were literally in the school board documents. It said for not celebrating and affirming LGBTQ issues. So not only do you have to tolerate it, not only do you not have the ability or the voice to speak against it, but you now have to celebrate and affirm it in order to keep your job in a Canadian school. That's where we're at, folks. So, I mean, good for them to seek legal support. Good for the Labor Relations Board up there, which is, they have a different name, but that's what it is, saying that they have a right to go to court after the district and lower courts had said that they should throw the court, the case out for wrongful termination. Now it's going to proceed to a courtroom. But in Canada, who knows what a jury of their peers will think, you know, or a judge. Yep. Right.
Well, when they say that they were let go because they weren't celebrating it, that means literally they wanted to sit this out. They had no comment. And because they had no comment, they were fired because this whole idea that your silence is deafening or whatever the liberals say. But the idea that they just didn't want to participate in it was enough to get them fired shows you just how far it's gone in Canada when it comes to it's lack of free speech. It's, you're right, force compelled speech is what they want to use to govern the people there, which is really ridiculous.
And by the way, it's Matt and Nicole Alexander is the names, and I assume they're husband and wife. But yeah. Nicole, the woman who took the poster down off of her door, is a kindergarten teacher.
Yes.
And just said, I didn't feel like sexuality and promoting, you know, LGBTQ values to kindergartners was necessary. I have other things. I'm trying to teach them their ABCs, right? I'm trying to teach them to go potty when they're supposed to go potty, right? I mean,
exactly.
And we're going to be talking about sexuality and having it promoted on the doorway leading into their classroom. Good for them. And again, they didn't even speak out against it. They just merely... we're not going to celebrate and support it. That's all. They didn't say anything. They didn't say anything adverse or ill-willed towards the LGBTQ community. They just felt like the classroom wasn't a place that they should be promoting it. And this is what they get. Unbelievable.
All right.
Yeah. They get fired.
Right. Let's go to the short list.
Here we go.
The Mark Cox short list.
Charlie's killer lives with a guy who's transgender. The Annunciation shooter was transgender. The Covenant shooter was transgender. Should the FBI be investigating transgender extremists?
You know, we're looking at that, and it seems like, you know, is that just a, you know, what's the reason for it?
What's the reason for it? That's the question. What's the reason for it?
Every day we have to call 911.
The manager of this Dunkin' Donuts asking we not show his face, citing safety concerns.
20, 25 kids you will see there every day. Insulting people, spitting on the people, breaking the glasses.
This is a Dunkin' Donuts in Baltimore, and the owner, or at least the worker, is afraid that these gang of children will come in, make things worse for him on the job, or even hurt him. That's what we're talking about in Baltimore. And keep in mind, St. Louis and Baltimore kind of looked at as very similar cities, demographic size-wise. And both of them are going through really hard times. And I'm guessing if you were to do something here in St. Louis, you'd find similar instances happening here.
Absolutely.
Hey, I just canceled my Disney Plus and Hulu subscriptions. And they asked me why I hit other. And I wrote, because I believe in the First Amendment, reinstate Jimmy Kimmel.
She did it. You know, she fixed everything by canceling her Disney+.
Is that the Sex and the City woman?
Yeah, that's Cynthia Nixon.
Oh, yeah.
She fixed it all. That's all she had to do, and everything's back.
She did. He's back. You did it, Cynthia.
You did it. You did it.
Way to go.
The reality is that you were the vice president. You were swearing up and down that you were in the room for all the major decisions. And then come to find out, you're acknowledging that that was not the case. Now that you're trying to sell a book and we're hearing a totally different tune, all I'm trying to say to you is that folks are going to remember that. And you weren't that strong of a candidate before, respectfully.
I love it. Stephen A. on Kamala Harris there. That's great.
Isn't it amazing how Democrats are so quick to throw people under the bus when they're done with them? Right. I mean, all of this information now coming out about Joe Biden and the, you know, very cantankerous relationship with Kamala and the mean-spirited phone calls that he gave to her right before the debate. All this coming out in her book. But remember, they were just such great comrades and he was so sharp and he was so smart. And, you know, at the time they need each other, they'll put up a big facade. The minute they don't need each other anymore, it's time to throw them under the bus. And it's a common thing in the Democratic Party. If you see when somebody either goes astray, goes off talking points, whatever. Suddenly they go from being the best ally to their worst enemy. And now she's vilifying Joe Biden in this book. It's amazing to me. Does she really think, too, that she's still got a shot at the 2028 nomination?
Maybe.
Does she really?
I don't know. I think that in her mind, she disassociates herself enough from her own self. Maybe this is looked at as like an bizarro world version of Kamala Harris, where she made the right moves. So she's like, I'll write this book. And this person that made all the wrong moves, which was still her, then we'll say, no, that's the scarecrow version of me. I'm the real Kamala Harris now. Maybe she's going to try to reinvent herself to make that case.
Yeah.
But it's still her. I mean, it's still 100% her, and she can't escape that.
Yes.
You know, we have a Todd Pyro coming on, which is pretty exciting.
Todd's awesome. Fox News host, and he's on that early morning show. That's got to be a killer schedule, too. Isn't he on from like 3 to 5 or something like that Eastern time? That's a brutal thing. But he always makes time for our show once a week, and he's going to be coming up in the next segment, right?
Yep. Mark Walters, 2A Tuesday, coming up this hour, too, on the Mark Cox Morning Show, 97.1 FM Talk.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Welcome back. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in for Mark Cox with Dan Buck, and joining us this morning, host of Fox and Friends First, Todd Pyro. Good morning to you, sir.
I don't even know what to do if you guys don't have my theme music.
I know. We were going to do it.
Do I talk?
Well, we were going to do it, and then I thought, well, is it kind of interactive? And only Mark knows how to do that. Mark's on vacation this week, so you got the two B players here.
I'm totally thrown off. I'm just going to stumble through this. First of all, can I make one point? I don't know if you guys can hear the commercials that play, but the commercials for the concerts that you guys just played, really targeting the demo. Really
yes.
Aiming for the demo. You realize that those concerts are literally aimed at my mom. And my mom is 78 years old. Like, if my mom heard this, she'd be like, oh, I love those guys. I'd go to see that show. Again, aim younger. 78 is not really where you make your money.
I'm telling you, we were just talking about this because we're FM Talk, and we thought we were going to rebrand the station FM Talk, spelled T-O-K, like TikTok. So during the commercials, if we dance to the Beatles tribute, maybe that could attract a younger audience.
I'm okay with the Beatles. The Beatles are universal. But those the Herman's Hermits and that stuff, like, I hear my mom talk about, oh, you know, like, she'll talk about that group coming to, like, their local theater in Asbury Park, New Jersey, and be like, we're going to go see him. I was like, you're going by yourself.
We're trying to introduce that great music of that era to a younger generation. That's what we're trying to do here, Todd.
Another way of talking. That's another way of going there you about go. It.
Hey, Todd.
You know, this might be the first time you get the fill-in host fired like before we end the show.
That's my goal. Cox doesn't want any competition.
That's
so
right.
Basically, this is all a plan. This is all a pre-setup from Mark.
Hey, Todd, on Sunday, one of the most moving tributes, really not a funeral at all, really a celebration, some calling it a revival. So many of your colleagues, were you able to get out to Arizona for that service or no?
I was not. Yeah. But again, to your point, so many of my colleagues were able to go. And you're right. I mean, every word that you just used to describe it, completely appropriate. And what I find fascinating are the people that didn't like it.
Yeah.
And I feel that there is definitely a subset of our country that reads the line in the Constitution that talks about separation of church and state and reads that to mean we really can't have any God anywhere because it doesn't comport with their view of the country. My problem with that is that when you have God in your life, by and large, you lead a better life. And that cumulatively is better for the country, because if you're leading a better life, a God-centered life, a Christ-filled life, you're going to be a better human by and large. That's what the data shows. And if we have more better humans, our country is going to be better. And so I just feel like they cut their nose off to spite their face. They just want to make this point so badly, and they're willing to watch our country and, quite frankly, their own lives suffer because of it.
Yeah, I've said it many times, Todd. I don't think we've ever seen a more definitive time in America where you can distinctly see the difference between the left and the right than since Charlie's death. It has just been so evident. And the darkness, you know, I say this is not an R&D thing. This is not a conservative liberal thing. There is a movement of hatred and evil and darkness in this country that's been exposed, and it's continually being exposed. Charlie did it every day on college campuses, but this movement that's going on now in America, it's hard to say where it's going to go, but it's going to go somewhere, and it's going to go big. If these 70,000 schools, universities, churches, high schools truly do start TPUSA, this movement could become, you know, game changing for this country to return us back to, you know, a faith centered movement. And like you said, we're not supposed to be a nation of freedom from religion. It's a freedom of religion. And I think that's where people have lost their way. And the hatred and the visceral attitudes that we've seen from the left here, it really has exposed them, I think. And people, you know, who are maybe we're in the middle are going, hey, I'm no longer in the middle. That side's crazy.
And also the youth. I mean,
yes.
So much of where we are as a society is because the left had a stranglehold on the youth for years. And it wasn't until, I don't know, maybe you got a job and you said, wow, I'm paying 87% of my salary in taxes, that like people in my generation were like, yeah, I'm going to be a Republican now. Whereas the younger generations, you know, millennials and a little bit younger, they were indoctrinated with completely far left stuff. So the Charlie Kirks of the world, you know, really have aimed to undo that. So you have to imagine the Gen Alphas and younger. If these kind of institutions are at their schools, at, you know, we reported last week it was 30,000, then we reported this week 70,000, like you said. If you get to them early, our country could be in really good shape, and sort of undo the Marxist ideologies that have been taught now for decades.
Yeah. And I think, too, like when you're young and you are on a college campus and you have a bunch of young people that say we have to be anything but traditional. You know, we have to go against the grain of whatever is cultural, and we have to lean into what we would call woke. Then now I think moments like this, a lot of people, especially at that age, look at traditional and they say, okay, it's tested, it's stable. My life would be a lot better if I were to maybe, oh, I don't know, look at the culture as a whole and realize that there is a better path for me. And they want that. So I'm kind of encouraging to see young people want to go down a path where they can actually live a positive life and they don't have to worry about, hey, I'm just going to get outraged at whatever the next thing is, because that's the path they're on now.
Right. Exactly. And I think that's what is so comforting about what we saw beyond the comfort of those that are mourning Charlie, including his wife and so many of his followers, is what it means going forward. It's not going to be the rote indoctrination that we saw. It's people yearning for more, and hopefully, you know, the revival. That's the revival that you started this segment with. Hopefully that is not just a revival like a one-time deal that we saw on Sunday, but a revival of what it means to be an American, and American grounded in faith.
Todd, we got about 30 seconds. Are you as frustrated as many of us are about the fact we still are not seeing any convictions with all the evidence from DOJ, all the evidence that has been presented around COVID, different things that nobody in the federal government has been charged yet?
Yeah, I mean, look, no matter DOJ, no matter Trump, the federal government is a slow slog. So whether it's the money or whether it's prosecutions like you're referencing, I think we were all naive to think it could happen quickly. Firings, he can fire people, and then that could get tied up in court.
Very good. But
yep.
Otherwise, no.
Todd Pyro, Fox and Friends First, we do appreciate you, sir. Have a great day. And welcoming in Mark Walters to a Tuesday, host of Armed American Radio and Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Oh, thanks for having me. Good morning, Ryan. Good morning, Dan. Good morning, St. Louis. Great to be here.
Oh, Mark, yeah.
Mark, I got a quick question. So many people are kind of leaning into and looking at the connection between many of these mass shootings, the sniper who had a relationship with a transgender person, all the trans shooters. Do you think that there's somehow connection between the violence that we're seeing in disproportionate amounts of transgender gunmen? I mean, don't you think the FBI should take a serious look at what's going on in this community?
Yeah, and you know, I'm glad you brought it up, because I've often said when coincidences begin to line up, maybe they're not coincidences anymore, okay? So it's something we have to start taking a look at. Clearly, there's something. Now, I don't know what that is, but it does need to be looked at. Here's what I can tell people. Two of the three people that are heading up the FBI, and that includes now Andrew Bailey, the former Missouri Attorney General, is a friend of mine. You guys know him well.
Sure.
And, of course, Kash Patel. I know both of those men, and I trust both of those men to give us the truth. I know both of those men personally. I've talked to both of them face to face. I've looked them in their eye. I've interviewed them. They've answered questions, and they've spoken about issues with me, both of them together. In fact, I was supposed to be interviewing Bailey at the Gun Rights Policy Conference this weekend coming up in Utah, but because of his new positions in Washington and so forth, he was unable to be there. I had a fireside chat scheduled with him in front of the crowd. So I trust these men to give us the answers, because I know these men personally far more than I trust anybody in the former Biden administration officials. I can say that with certainty. But, you know, let's face it, Washington is a power vacuum, right? As you were just talking about with Todd, you know, the government is a slog. You know, how long will it take to get these answers? I don't know, but there's clearly a connection somewhere, because we've seen too many. And if you go back and look at, I don't want to say go back and look at the tape, but if you listen to Charlie's last words, when he was asked that question, and we'll talk about the timing of that question too, coincidentally, that was interesting. Right. But he said, the question was, do you know how many trans mass shooters there have been? And Charlie's response was, too many.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he was getting ready, if you know anything about Charlie Kirk, he was getting ready to go in that direction. And then when he asked about whether it was including gangs or gang violence, the question, and then of course he was tragically murdered in front of the whole world to see. So is there a connection there? There's got to be. Yes. And if you look at the manifestos of some of these killers, they've made mention of their own trans issues in their own manifestos. Right. So the connection has got to be there. Over and above that, psychologically, that's above my pay grade. But just looking at it at the surface, when things begin to line up in order, well, you've got to start looking at whether or not it's a coincidence. You know, I think that's a fair statement. I think it's a fair assessment.
Mark, are you having any problem with the sequence of events that they're reporting happened, especially in relation to the gun itself? I've never fired that particular model of a 30-06, but most high-powered rifles that I have dealt with are not easy to disassemble, not quickly anyway.
That's true.
So how did he, A, get it up there? I don't buy that it was maybe down his pants. Could you even walk up a flight of stairs if you had a rifle going through your pant leg and up through your body? I don't even know how you'd bend your leg as well as he was. Clearly, he was limping. I know people had video of him limping. But leaving, I don't see where that gun could have been. Could he have broken down that barrel and that so quickly and gotten it into his backpack?
Well, let me say this. I've never disassembled a Mauser 98, so I don't have the technical information on that. I have fired the gun. They're fun guns to shoot. They're very popular. They've been around for a long time, and a lot of people use them. The 30-06. Yeah, I had a long discussion by text with my brother-in-law last night, who is 100% conspiracy theory.
Okay.
And when I asked him to provide me any other answer, any than what we know, he couldn't. And we tend to see that a lot. You've got to look. There's a lot of things with, you know, the terminal ballistics, et cetera. That round, that 30-06 round, is not as big as a lot of people think it is. It's not much bigger than a .223 round. Out of that that bolt-action rifle, if let's say he was at 150 to 200 yards, the average muzzle velocity out of a gun, out of that round, depending on the grain of the bullet, and any hunter, you know, there will be many deer killed with that round coming up this hunting season around the country, millions, in fact, with that round. And that gun can be fired accurately with iron sights. It doesn't need to have a scope. And 150 to 160 yards is not that great of a shot. To people who don't know firearms and rifles and have never fired, they would look at that and say, oh, there's no possible way. Yeah, there's lots of ways it can be done. People do it every single day, and they do it accurately. So I don't want to gin up that conspiracy theory, but we have him on video. We know where the shot was taken from. And one of the most telling, and I don't hear a lot of people talking about this anymore, but the first video that I saw of the event was taken from very far back at about the same distance where the guy on the roof was. It was somebody that was at the back at the top of the crowd. And when the shot rang out, that camera, that phone, immediately turned to the right in the direction of where the shot came from. And if you look at where that turned, it was at that level. It was right there at that rooftop on the other side. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there's a lot going on here. We do have video of him walking with that gate through the neighborhood. He clearly had the rifle barrel down his pants.
Okay.
But again, I trust Cash Patel and I trust Bailey and I trust Bongino to give us the facts in this case when they know them. I trust them far more than anybody else, as much as you can trust government anyway.
Yeah.
But yeah, show me where else it came from. You know, the shot was angled down. People are talking now about there was no exit wound. You know, hand signals, all this stuff. Hand signals are not unusual for private security if they've got details in the crowd. There's a lot going on here, and the sad part about it is Charlie's life was ended. And now we see this massive explosion, of this conservative youth movement, which both of my children are participating in, by the
way,
at 21
awesome.
And 23 years old.
Very
now,
good.
I do want to say this on that same note. If my family is any indication, the Turning Point Freedom Festival in Phoenix in December, about a week before Christmas, is going to be double in size from what it was when my daughter and my niece went 2 years ago. They couldn't make it last year. Not only are they going this year, but they're taking my son and my nephew. So we've doubled our attendance at my family. Can you imagine what is going to happen in Phoenix this year at that event? I couldn't get them a hotel room, and I happen to know a lot of people in Phoenix. And we could. I know more people than the average people through business contacts. I couldn't get them a room within 15 miles of downtown, so I had to put them over in Scottsdale, which is fun. So it's going to be the massive turnout. And I heard, of course, I was listening to you and you guys and Todd talk about this, too. It's an incredible movement we're witnessing. Sadly, as time goes by, and I almost hate to say this, I mentioned this on my show yesterday, but as time goes by and as this becomes more and more of a distant memory, the movement we're seeing, I think, is going to be one that is explosive in the conservative movement. And I think you guys were, were right when you were talking with Todd about this revival, this revolution of revival that we're seeing and bringing God back into our lives. It has to happen.
Yeah.
And I think it is. I think we're witnessing it in real time.
And I always say emotion doesn't have longevity, like the short-term pain, the anger, the anguish, the you know, love, whatever. But what does is actions. Right. And what we're seeing is that more and more people going back to churches, more people actually actively starting these chapters. That's action. Action's much more difficult to halt and to stop. If people start really making church a priority, their faith a priority, becoming more bold and speaking out, those are actions. Those are things that if people just get in the habit of doing it, I think they're going to find it's a lot easier to sustain that. And that's what my hope is, that this isn't a fleeting memory. This isn't just an emotional inflection point for our country, but it's truly, as many people have used the word, revival for America.
Well, you know, that's a great point. And let me kind of expand on that just briefly from my own personal observations with my own kids who were there in 2022. For my kids' generation, what is that, Gen Z they call them? Like, I don't really pay much attention to that. But who were there, this is their JFK moment for their generation. My daughter has pictures. She was right up near the front of the stage. She was behind the scenes with some of the news outlets, some of the folks that I knew. So they had a really good look at the behind-the-scenes inner workings of Turning Point. They have photographs of Charlie on stage. They treasure those now.
Yeah,
and they're able to say, like, I'm old enough, I'm going to date myself now, sadly, but I remember seeing Elvis in 1976, a year before he died. I'll never forget that. And that became even more important when he died. Wow, I saw him last year, and I was only 15 years old, 14 years old. So that's what we're seeing here. Now my son is going. So, yeah, I think we're witnessing this explosion that was already well underway, and this is just magnifying it. And to them, it is a JFK moment. They will never forget where they – none of us will forget where we were, but particularly these kids – particularly when mine are involved in the Turning Point movement itself. So it's fascinating to watch. It really is, truly. I feel good about it, and that sounds – I don't mean that – I think you know what I mean. I feel good about the explosion of the growth here, that we're actually going to get something good out of this horrific, tragic event. And another thing that's good about this as well is watching the other side, watching the demonic left act out is just mind-boggling to me. And I go back to Jasmine Crockett and the comments that she made the other day. You had 58 Democrats that voted against just simple human decency in the House of Representatives, and that would not honor a man who was tragically murdered in front of the whole world publicly, including his family. You don't have to agree with everything somebody says. Can you imagine? To me, it's mind-boggling. It really, truly, it's hard to wrap your head around. Yeah. It is.
Yep.
Mark, always enjoy your viewpoint and your passion, brother. Thank you.
Oh, I appreciate it. Thanks for the opportunity to be here. You guys have a great show.
Awesome.
There you go. 2A Tuesdays. Mark Walters, host of Armed American Radio, Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. One of Talker's Heavy 100, by the way. Fantastic radio talk show host on 97.1 FM Talk.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers.
Oh!
Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
But don't give a f***.
The segment where we celebrate social media pioneers, people out there speaking the truth that you normally would never hear on a mainstream radio station or a TV station, because most TV stations don't want these voices heard. This particular lady on Truth Bomb Tuesday, I love her. I've been following her back when she only had about 10,000 followers. Now she's up over 60,000, mostly on X. I think she also has an account on Instagram. I think you can see some of her stuff on YouTube. But she goes by Puddin, P-U-D-D-I-N, like chocolate puddin. But she is a dedicated Christian, devout wife. She's a passionate mom, and she just loves America. And in this particular rant that I'm going to give you, she goes after those people who actually have been critical of Erica Kirk talking about forgiving her, the man who gunned down her husband and the father of her children, and she showed the love and mercy of Christ by saying that she forgives him. Many people went out on social media and said that she's weak and how dare her, you know, do that, and her husband would be ashamed of her. I mean, all kinds of just hateful, horrible thoughts. Well, Puddin goes after him in this segment. I'll tell you how to find her on X. You're going to want to probably follow her. She's sassy, she's Southern, and she comes from Tennessee, and she just tells it like it is. Here's Puddin.
You know what? At this point, I ain't even going to get mad at y'all anymore. I'm just going to sit over here and flat out pity y'all. Because, I mean, how low of a person do you have to be to sit here and twist the story of a grieving widow to mock a woman who just buried her husband? Oh my Lord. And that's not just low, okay? That's like bottom of the daggum barrel. Bless your little bitter hearts. Here's the cold hard truth about it. Somewhere along the way, someone did you wrong in your life. Everybody's got a story. And instead of trying to work through it, talking to somebody about it, handing it over to God, you just sit in it and wallow in it like a pig in mud, just rolling around in your own hate and misery. So now when you see Erica, who's broken and grieving, mind you, but still standing tall, still showing love, mercy, and forgiveness, it makes your skin crawl. Why, may you ask? Because demons cannot stand some holy water, baby. Y'all out here kissing like a feral cat, squirming around like you're a worm in hot ashes, just constantly online, lashing out, trying to drag her down. But in all reality, all you're doing is showing the world of how miserable you are. And that right there, that's freaking pitiful. That's sad.
Yeah, there is a great advocate. She it was funny because after the service on Sunday, she said she was going to tone it down a bit because she feels she had been too sarcastic. She said she was too much of a negative and that she wanted to, kind of become more enlightening with her messages. Well, the next day that came out and she kind of went after people in defense of Erica Kirk. Not that Erica needs defense, mind you, but I just think she's bold. She's very entertaining. She does have a great sense of humor on some issues too. If you want to find her, she's out there on X. The actual handle is at Puddin 88124, but if you just put in Puddin, she'll pop up. She's got now about 60,000 followers. Let's put her up to 65,000-70,000. she's awesome. She is. You'll enjoy her. She does post about 4 to 5 times a week.
Wow, that's a lot.
Yeah,
but you put that hip hop beat behind.
She did that.
Some very strong talk.
Somebody needs.
That gets people going.
Yeah, she could lower the audio level of the music because it drowned her out a little bit there. Usually she's got perfect mixes and she edits very tightly. Gets a lot in usually what's a 2-minute segment. So she, Puddin, I love it. The Southern charm. She just Puddin. She's got she's got some vin and vinegar in her though, boy. She gets after it sometimes. If you go back and look at some of her more recent posts, she was really, really after it right after the Charlie Kirk.
Yep.
Yeah. And she doesn't inundate you with long diatribes. Usually they're a minute, minute and a half, 2 minutes at the most. So I like her.
We got Ryan Wiggins, host of Wiggins America, Saturdays here on 97.1 FM Talk, TOK. And we'll talk to Ryan Wiggins next hour. A lot more to get to on the Mark Cox Morning Show. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in with Dan Buck, 97.1 FM Talk.
Get more at 97.1talk.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers.
Oh!
Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet, bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.